minutes after 7 o'clock. And yeah, you will wake up out there. Clear sky and 13 degrees. This October 18th edition of The Morning Show. Busy one. We got a lot of talking to do today. We're going to get things started. Wilkins Soil and Water Conservation District, Craig Langenin this morning. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
When's the last time you were in? It's been a while.
A couple months ago, I think I was in here.
All right. So we've been able to talk. Well, we're going to cover a couple of topics today. Soil health grants in trees.
Yeah, you know, just it's kind of a couple different topics, but they do relate to each other, as you'll see when we start talking about it. But we have two new soil health grants to talk about, and now is the time to get your trees ordered.
All right. Well, let's get to the soil health grants in Wilkins County. What can you tell us about this, Craig?
Well, Bill, we have two new grants we received at the Soil and Water Office. The first one was a targeted grant we applied for that deals with soil health. And we received over $235,000 for that grant. So this area, the area the grant covers is the Buffalo and the Wapton Buried Aquifers.
Okay.
The Buffalo Aquifer provides water to Moorhead and is in the northwest part of Wilkins County. It runs into Clay County also. And the Wapton Aquifer provides water to Breckenridge and is located directly east of Breckenridge. When these grants were opened up and advertised, they needed to address groundwaters with soil health projects. So these areas seemed a logical starting point to apply for. So that's the areas we targeted.
Let's talk a little bit, Greg. We hear a lot about soil health practices. What are we talking about specifically in these areas?
Well, with this soil health grant, farmers commit to planting cover crops, which have become very popular in our county. You know, we've got Cargill General Mills money that we've been using to plant cover crops.
Sure.
We got those all allocated. So we applied for this grant. They commit to planting cover crops for 3 years, and they also have an option to use reduced tillage on their farm. So this could be strip tilling or no tilling. They could do both practices or just one of the practices. You know, with cover crops, they would get roughly $35 an acre. With the tillage management, that's a flat rate of $12.10 an acre. So the farmers could receive up to $47 an acre to do these soil health practices.
Boy, that's good information. So what is the second soil health grant deal with, Craig?
Well, the second soil health grant received is a much smaller grant. It's roughly just over $14,000. But it can be used for trees with soil health. This is exciting because in the past, we've had a state cost share program where landowners could use cost share to plant trees around farmsteads.
Okay.
That disappeared. So with this grant, it's back. Well, for 1 year, it's back. So I'm not sure what the cost share rate will be. We have a board meeting. We'll have to discuss that. So we'll have more information on that in the near future.
But okay.
It'll probably be something like 50% cost share to help cover the trees, help cover the cost.
Sure.
You know, with this soil health grant, the reason trees are eligible is, you know, trees make great agricultural partners in that they increase soil fertility, they help prevent soil erosion. Tree roots improve the soil structure by aerating the soil and absorbing large amounts of water. They improve drainage by using some of the water. But we'll know more about this program in the near future. It's a brand new one.
All right. Well, as long as we're talking about trees, let's keep the conversation moving there. What's going on with the tree program as far as Wilkins Soil and Water?
Well, people aren't really thinking about trees right now, right?
That's true.
They're out harvesting, and trees are probably the last thing on their mind. Unless, of course, they're looking at those beautiful fall colors the last couple weeks.
That's been kind of nice.
With this cold weather, they really changed the last few weeks, and they're losing their leaves now. But trees should be on their mind. I have a list of people who I have to really get out and visit with. I've been putting them on the back burner, but I have to go out there because now's the time. And if you're interested in trees, now is the time to get on that list so we can look at it. Because trees last year were the toughest to get that I've been working for soil over 23 years dealing with trees. And it was tough to get some trees last year. So if you want trees, now is the time to get on that list.
Right.
Plus, planting trees isn't as easy as saying, I want trees here, trees there. The key to good tree planting is good site prep. So without good site prep, success is very limited, and we've seen that in the past. We've gone out and planted things that we probably shouldn't have planted, and the success was not great because it was not ready. So a properly prepped site has a much better chance of success than one that's not.
Okay.
So, So I'll be going out and doing site visits the next couple weeks. If you're interested, you should really contact the office. And plus, with this new grant, you know, with only $14,000 available, if you're interested in getting some cost share, you know, get on that list so you get a little piece of that pot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Craig, like so many other people and so many other businesses out there, you're looking to do some hiring.
Yeah, we are.
Soil and Water. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so it's exciting. We're getting a new person in the office. We lost Don this spring to another Soil and Water, so we had some temporary help this summer, and now we're looking at hiring a full-time employee. So it'll be good pay and fun work. It's great work working with the Soil and Water. You can do multiple things. We have that application period open until I believe it's November 14th. So if you're interested, look at the Wilkins Soil and Water website or give us a call at the office.
All right. Sounds good. What's your phone number out there, Craig?
It's 218-643-2933.
Great information, Craig Lingen, Wilkins Soil and Water. Good to have you in here. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. We'll
and
see you in a month.
Stay warm. Yeah, we'll talk next month, and hopefully you'll have somebody hired by then.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Craig, thanks much. It's 7:14 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. City singer.